Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
More than 130 cardinals from across the world have gathered in the Vatican to begin the process of electing a new pontiff following the death of Pope Francis. Now, this afternoon, they will walk to the Sistine Chapel to cast their votes. And RTE reporter Barry Lenehan is in Rome this morning and he joins me on the line. I see all of those cardinals now are in St. Peter's Basilica as we speak, Barry. So what's been happening there this morning?
Yes, the atmosphere, the tension building all morning, Claire, as the faithful here queuing to get into St. Peter's Square from very early morning to watch a public broadcast of that Mass, the Proelegendo Romano Pontificate, as the College of the Cardinal Electors pray one final time ahead of this afternoon's ancient and centuries-old ritual of conclave. And quite literally what's going to happen here over the next 2 days or so is quite literally black or white as I look up to the temporary chimney atop the Sistine Chapel, first used for conclave in 1939. But then again, nothing about conclave is black or white, Claire, either. A world's most exclusive club, if you will. 133 cardinal electors to elect the new leader of 1.3 billion Catholics worldwide. No official candidates, if you will, either. Although one person mentioned as a potential papile, a potential pope, Cardinal Lopez Romero, based in Morocco, said if he thought he was going to become pontiff, he would run from Rome and not stop until he got to Sicily. And no official election campaign either, although the streets away to my left, the Borgia Pio, the restaurants there, lots of unofficial politicking over the last few days from cardinals trying to talk up those that they are favourable towards, and with many reported to be several factions within the College of Cardinals, those who wish to continue with the reforms of Pope Francis, those who wish a more conservative pope, and indeed those who wish one of their own from their own country, a push perhaps for an Italian pope. And with all that in mind, in the past few moments, the Dean of the College of Cardinals, Cardinal Battista Re, in his homily in St. Peter's Basilica, he implored on the cardinal electors that their only consideration should be the good of the church and the good of humanity, and they should put all personal considerations aside when they cast their vote for the 266th successor of St. Peter later this afternoon. But people from all over the world have gathered here in St. Peter's Square. I've been meeting them since early morning, starting with the prominent American Jesuit priest with Wexford connections, Father Jim Martin.
Well, I think like Catholics everywhere, we're hoping that the Cardinals pick someone who's holy, who is a good evangelizer, and who is also a good manager, too. And those are three difficult things to find in one person.
And in America, we see perhaps people maybe looking for a different style of papacy to Pope Francis. Is that a fair assessment?
I think it's about half and half. I think, Francis had, I think, at his death, something like a 75% approval rating among American Catholics. So the group that is not in favor of him is pretty, is smaller, but it's pretty loud. But I think it's probably half and half.
And as a man of faith yourself, how would you feel going into the Sistine Chapel today?
You know, I think at this point, these are all men of prayer. They probably have a sense of who they want or a couple of candidates. So I don't think they're too stressed. I don't know. But, you know, trying to be open to the Holy Spirit, which is always a spiritual process of opening yourself and trying not to be too tied down to one way of looking at things.
I'm from the Philippines. I pray for the presence of the power of the Holy Spirit and from in heaven. I pray that may our Cardinal Luis Antonio Tagle pray to grace and blessing the whole world.
Luis Antonio Tagle, very popular in the Philippines.
Yes, because may our Cardinal and very charisma and capable for a Pope.
I want to be there praying. My feeling is this, just to get there, be with them, pray the Holy Spirit, and whatever God wants, here we are.
What style of papacy are you looking for?
I'm the one who were very much in sync with Francesco. The Holy Spirit is very creative, more than I. So we're open. But I would like someone that could go along whatever he started at the church, an open church.
This is a special day for you.
Special For me, in this moment, it's important to be here. I'm the church, I'm part of the church, and that's what I'm looking for.
We plan to come here before the conclave, so just by chance we're here, so, you know, just trying to get immersed in the whole thing, so enjoying ourselves, you know. To the announcement, it's 9 to 7 o'clock, you know, so we come back for that. Okay.
And have you an interest in who might become the next pontiff?
Really don't know the candidates, but just curious to see who it will be, and hope he's good as the last pope.
I am from Austria, from Styria, and I'm waiting to the new pope. Like to see the new pope. History is it.
We had hoped to see Pope Francis because we have so much respect for all of the good things that he's done, and we feel he was the most progressive pope. We are not Catholics ourselves. We are Protestants, but we still have an immense amount of respect for him, and we're very excited to see who they elect as the new pope.
And you're from Canada originally?
We're from Canada, Prince Edward Island, all the way on the East Coast, the smallest island in Canada. There are a lot of practicing Catholics, a lot of Catholic churches on Prince Edward Island, and there is a strong interest in the Pope.
And you'll stay for the first smoke signal to arise from the Sistine Chapel later on?
Yeah, we're hoping to see that. We'd love to see white smoke and be here for the announcement, but it's just really an honour to be here today and take in the festivities, and you can really see the love that people have for the newly elected Pope.
So, Barry, they're hoping to see white smoke. Will you take us through the timeline? Because they probably won't get to see it if they're thinking that it's going to happen today.
Yes, well, at 3 o'clock Irish time, Claire, the Cardinals will fill the Pauline Chapel to pray to the Holy Spirit to aid them in their electoral process. Then at approximately 3:30, they will file two by two into the Sistine Chapel to the accompaniment of the Litany of Saints under Michelangelo's frescoes. At that stage, they will line up one by one behind a lectern with the gospel open and swear a solemn oath of secrecy with regards what happens in conclave. Once all that is done, the master of ceremonies will then say extra omine, everyone out, and everyone bar the 133 cardinal electors will have to leave the Sistine Chapel, which has been swept for all sorts of bugging and electronic devices to make sure nothing can get in or out. And then at around 4 o'clock, we expect the cardinals to get down to the business of voting.
Okay, so it is unlikely that we'll have a result then today, but it is expected to be a pretty quick conclave in keeping with the durations that we've seen in the recent past.
Yes, or nothing compared to the 2 years of the papal election in 1294, after which the conclave was introduced as a matter of speeding things up. The last two to select Pope Benedict in 2005 and Pope Francis in 2013 were concluded on the second day, which means there could be an expectation we may have Habemus Papam tomorrow evening, although some here in Rome saying it could go longer than that in until Friday. Remember, there are now 133 cardinal electors, more than ever before. Many are new to this process. Indeed, one quoted in Politico this morning saying several had watched the film Conclave to get an idea perhaps of what was ahead of them, whilst also one Cardinal Vinko Pulagic, the Archbishop Emeritus of Sarajevo, he will cast his vote from the Casa Santa Marta guest house, which means three so-called nurses amongst the cardinals will have to go and collect his vote, perhaps bring it back. So that may well slow down the process, perhaps until Friday. And as we mentioned earlier, given the many different factions or viewpoints within the College of Cardinals, anything is still likely to happen, notwithstanding what the Holy Spirit may ultimately guide.
Anything can happen. Barry, thanks so much. And we'll keep in touch with Barry Lenehan there in Rome if there are any developments. And of course, predicting who the next pontiff will be is extremely difficult. But who are some of the main contenders who could be voted in to replace Pope Francis? Well, I'm joined by Catherine Pepinster, who is a journalist and religion commentator. And Catherine, thank you for joining us this morning. Pope Francis wasn't even amongst the front runners in 2013. Do you expect that we might see an outlier, perhaps, to be chosen again this time round?
It's often said, excuse me, it's often said that trying to predict the outcome of a conclave is a fool's game because it is such an unpredictable process. And I think this time round it's probably even more unpredictable than it has been in recent times because, as Barry was saying, there's so many cardinals this time, so many voters, and so many of them are from faraway places. They don't know one another very well. Pope Francis chose cardinals all over the globe. So the fact that they're not well known themselves and they don't want to know one another that well means that it's hard to say. However, there are some who seem to have what it takes. And as I think it was either Barry or Father Jim Martin earlier was saying, the person chosen has to fulfil a lot of very different parts of the role, has to be an administrator, has to be able to be a spiritual leader, has to run the Vatican, very different skills. And I think also that the person chosen has to speak to people beyond Catholics, that in many ways in this very media global age, the Pope has become a religious figure that lots of people listen to, not just ordinary mm-hmm. Catholics.
Okay, let's talk about.
We have got some people who are emerging. Yes.
Well, let's talk about some of those names then. And the Vatican Secretary of State for the last 12 years, the Vatican's yes. top diplomat. This is Cardinal Pietro Parolin. Tell us a little about him and why he's on that list.
Well, he's on that list because of the role that he currently has, which is being Secretary of State, which is a bit like being the Vatican's Prime Minister. So he's high profile, very skilled diplomatically, understands the global role of the Vatican on the global stage. But he hasn't got the pastoral experience that you might think a Pope would need. Somebody like Pope Francis had that, definitely, coming from Buenos Aires. And also that some people feel that Cardinal Parolin has been a bit too soft on the regime in Beijing when the Catholic Church has struck a deal with the communist government over picking public Catholic bishops. He also seemed a bit wooden when he celebrated a big mass recently. So he's both a top candidate, but one that people are already starting to have question marks about.
There's another Italian, 60-year-old Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzaballa, and the Filipino Cardinal, who we heard mentioned in Barry's report, Luis Tagle. Both of those men, though, it's considered that their age goes against them because the Italian is 60 and the Filipino Cardinal is 67. Are they too young to be Pope?
Well, you know, most people of that age would be thinking about retirement in yes. any other job, wouldn't they? But in Vatican terms, that's young. And particularly Cardinal Pizzaballa, who's Italian, but he's been serving in the Middle East as Patriarch of Jerusalem. That has been walking a tightrope, as you can imagine, in the situation out in Israel and Gaza at the moment. But he's thought to have done that job very well, that role. So people think, you know, he has got what it takes. On the other hand, if he was 60, he could be Pope for 30 years. So that may well go against him. And Cardinal Tagle, 67, a bit older, getting closer to the age that's ideal. Long been seen as a successor to Pope Francis. He's somebody I've met. He's a very warm, very engaging man. But people feel that he's been doing a job in the Vatican. He's been running the Vatican Department for Evangelization, and people feel he hasn't really shone mm-hmm. in that role as an administrator, but very pastoral, very charismatic. So that stands him in good stead.
Well, the truth of it is we are all in the dark until we see that white smoke. Catherine, thank you.
And it's a yeah. dramatic thing when the smoke comes.
It certainly is. And all of the pomp and ceremony around it. And we'll be keeping abreast of it all as we go through this conclave. Catherine, thank you so much. Catherine Pepinster, who is a journalist and religion commentator. And we heard our own Barry Lenehan just before that.